You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's cricketers are taking on Pakistan overnight in Game 2 of their five-match series in Sharjah. Australia's captain Aaron Finch scored a superb 116 in the 8-wicket victory on Saturday morning. Despite being happy with his own form ahead of May's World Cup in England and Wales, Finch said he was just as pleased with the way his bowling attack restricted Pakistan to 280 runs off their 50 overs.
The way that we bowled through their middle overs, even the quicks, there was times when it looked like they might be slipping away, but everyone bowled as a team, as a unit, to restrict them, which was a real positive.
In AFL action, the biggest upset of the opening round took place in Brisbane, where the Lions stunned reigning premiers West Coast Eagles by 44 points. It was Brisbane's first win over the Eagles in 7 years. The home team booted 9 goals in a row to shock the title holders, despite making a poor start. Lions coach Chris Fagan said he was delighted with the way his side fought its way back into the contest.
You know, we were 27 points down at quarter time. Things weren't looking good. That was all that was wrong. And I thought after quarter time, the boys corrected themselves. You know, we put them under a lot more pressure than we did in the first quarter, and the game sort of turned our way from there. It was a good show of mental strength, I reckon, from our blokes, though, to be able to actually do that.
In the AFLW, Adelaide will host Carlton in the grand final at Adelaide Oval next Sunday. The Crows dominated the Geelong Cats in their preliminary final on Sunday with a big win by 66 points. Erin Phillips is the club's co-captain, and she says the team is hungry for a second AFLW title.
It's unbelievable. It's one game to go. I mean, we've been there and won it, but we want that feeling again, so it's not going to be an easy task. Carlton are playing fantastic, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Carlton reached the season decider with a 9-4 romp against Fremantle. In the NRL, defending premiers the Sydney Roosters scored a 26-18 win at Manly. But an injury to Roosters winger Brett Morris left coach Trent Robinson asking for the NRL to adopt an AFL-style system for standardising playing surfaces. Morris was helped from the field with a suspected knee injury after landing awkwardly in the win. Robinson says player safety must be a priority.
It's probably not right to bring up another code, but they do it well. The AFL have certain restrictions on the ground that has to be tested. So we've got an amazing ground, an amazing stadium, but the surface varies, as we know. And you could see tonight that shouldn't have dug in, stuck in the ground and then twisted, which causes the injury.
The Brisbane Broncos won the Queensland Derby against the North Queensland Cowboys by 29 points to 10. Coach Anthony Seibold says he wants consistency from Tevita Pangai Jr. after his match-winning performance. The powerhouse forward outmuscled his Tongan teammate Jason Taumalolo as Brisbane came away with a 19-point win. Seibold says there was a good reason why his 23-year-old rising star did so well.
Yeah, probably a little bit disappointed about starting from the bench last week, so certainly made every post a winner. Tonight I thought it, you know, he was very, very dominant in the first half. So it was, yeah, really pleasing. And you know, the challenge now for T is to be consistent and back that up, you know, week in, week out.
In Super Rugby, emotions were high in the New South Wales Waratahs Canterbury Crusaders encounter. In their first outing since the Christchurch attack, the table-topping Crusaders fell by 8 points to end their 19-game winning streak in the competition. Israel Folau sealed the victory with his 59th five-pointer, becoming Super Rugby's joint record try-scorer. Despite being happy to have ended the Crusaders' winning run, Waratahs coach Darryl Gibson says his side can improve.
Oh, it's confidence building, no doubt, particularly around those areas that we've spoken about. We've had our attack again. We're getting some really quality position from our line-out. We're not quite as clinical as I'd like to be there.
In horse racing news, Winx has again rewritten the history books with a 32nd consecutive victory. Jockey Hugh Bowman easily steered the champion mare to a fourth straight Group 1 win at the George Ryder Stakes at Rosehill. Here's how Channel 7 described the closing stages.
And now she starts to go into overdrive. She's won four Cox Plates, four Chipping Nortons, and now four George Ryders. Here's the world champion, Winx, simply invincible. Wins it by 3 lengths to Brutal.
After the race, Bowman admitted it was special to have shared in her record-shattering winning run.
You know, this horse brings so much hope and so much joy to so many people in need of hope and joy. And, you know, it is our privilege to be involved with such an elite equine athlete, and it's a privilege to be on the ride with her.
The 7-year-old is expected to retire next month after the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. And finally, in tennis action, there was an all-Aussie showdown between Ash Barty and Samantha Stosur in the third round of the women's draw at the Miami Open. And it was the younger of the two dominating, Barty easily progressing. The 22-year-old steamrolled Stosur for a comprehensive 6-love, 6-3 win in under an hour to progress against the 34-year-old. In the men's, Australian Jordan Thompson beat 10th seed Russian Karen Khachanov 6-2, 6-3 in their second round match. While Roger Federer had to battle through three sets in over 2 hours to defeat Moldovan Radu Olbot and avoid another shock first round exit in Miami. John Baldock, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.